everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast. Welcome to any new listeners. This is your host, Amaka. This is actually take two of my attempt to record this episode. My first attempt was earlier this morning at around 8 a.m. It is currently about 10:30. I recorded an hour plus of content and then I pressed stop. And usually when I press stop, the recording ends and then it uploads to my recording history. But for some strange reason, this time around, it did not. It just disappeared. Usually it uploads like almost right away, like within seconds. And I was like, okay, where is it? And I started to panic and I started to cry. Because till now it has not uploaded and it's never done that before. And in my opinion, it was a pretty good episode. So I'm really bummed about that. And I was literally minutes away from having to see my first patient. So I had to wipe my tears, get dressed, and start my sessions. But I have a little break. So I am recording an abridged version. I am not going to do the entire episode over. I think what I have the capacity to do mentally at this point is re-record the first part and then re-record the second part and just release them as two separate episodes. I'm really disappointed. I'm really mad. Because I didn't do anything differently, but I don't know if there was like a glitch in the matrix or something. Like I pressed stop and I waited for the recording to upload and it never did. So all I have the strength to do at this point is pretty much talk about the first part of the episode that was. The second part of the episode that I will re-record later had to do with content around Black women and suppressed emotions and autoimmune disorders and how all those are interlinked and what you can do to take care of yourself. So I was really happy with that content and I am extremely sad that it's just out in the ether somewhere and I don't know if I'll ever get it back. I sent an email to support for the platform that I used to record. I don't have much faith that it will help. I don't even really know that or believe that they'll get back to me, to be quite honest, with the way customer service kind of goes nowadays. So as you can hear from the deep breaths, I'm still processing my disappointment. But the show must go on. I don't want the first to come and go and not have an episode posted. So I am leaning heavily on consistency today. Just being consistent. Just putting an episode up that I am happy with. And I hope that you guys enjoy as well. With as far as what I have to share. And yeah. I'm going to re-record the content and post it for February 15th. The content around Black women and emotion and autoimmune disorders and everything. I'm going to re-record that, but I just literally can't bring myself to do that whole episode again today. So I'm just going to cut it in half, make it two separate episodes. Speaking of consistency, I talked about, I think maybe, was it the last episode or maybe two episodes ago, I spoke about how I was at the point of my 75th episode or maybe potentially surpassing it. So you might notice from where you're listening to the episode from that I have actually started numbering the episodes. And initially I was not including the bonus episodes and like the repeats in the numbers, but I kind of did a little bit of small R research and looked at other podcasts that number their episodes and found that they include all episodes, regardless of if they're repeats, regardless of if they're bonus episodes, quote unquote, they number everything. So after my initial numbering of everything, I went back and renumbered everything, including the bonus episodes, including the repeat episodes. And that brings me to what is the 80th episode of this podcast that you're listening to, which is wild to have that be, you know, for me. I still remember this podcast just being an idea, and wondering what I was going to talk about, and it coming to me and me doing the research and buying the equipment and recording my trailer and then recording my first episode. This podcast has gone through a few changes and growing pains, you know, over the last few years. It started with another name. I changed it. I have changed the cover art a few times. And I think, you know, sometimes you know exactly what things are going to look like from the jump. But I think for me, I didn't want to be paralyzed by all these decisions in the beginning. And I just wanted to start and just figure things out along the way. And I really love what the podcast is now and what it has grown to be. And I'm really excited for the potential of this podcast this year and beyond. So in numbering my episodes to this point and forecasting my timeline for 2025, I am scheduled to hit my 100th episode in December. So my last episode of the year, which is usually December 15th before I go on winter break, is supposed to be my 100th episode, which is so crazy as far as like just how everything worked out and just the alignment. And, you know, it's just so wild to me. Not every podcast hits triple digits. And it's taken me longer because, you know, I don't put out weekly episodes. It's twice a month for me. Sometimes I'll put out a bonus episode here or there. Maybe it'll be three episodes in the month, but reliably so, I put out two episodes a month. So I probably could have gotten to 100 episodes sooner if I did it more frequently, but regardless, that doesn't even matter. It's the consistency, which I am leaning on today heavily. It is this consistency that matters, and 100 episodes is on the horizon, and I am officially counting down. So this is the 80th episode, and I am very excited for hopefully the content that I will be able to provide for you guys this year. I'm hoping to have some interviews with some authors. Hopefully, I'm hoping to have some experts, hoping to have some professionals in the field of mental health talk with me. So these are all in very, very, very preliminary stages of planning, but I really hope to be able to bring more of that to you guys this year. And yeah, I'm excited. Despite having this setback this morning, I'm still processing, but I'm trying to maintain my bird's eye view and keep the bigger picture in mind. So yeah, countdown to 100 episodes. So wild. Not every podcast gets to triple digits, and I'm going to be one of those that do. So let me not talk more about it. I will start to cry. So yeah, like I said, I'm going to talk about the content that I recorded during the first half of the episode that is gone, maybe forever. And then I will talk about the health aspects as far as the autoimmune disorders and Black women and anger suppression and emotional regulation in the next episode. I will re-record it because I think it's important enough to do so. But yeah, honestly, I kept it pretty light the first half of that episode, that recording. I was just sharing how owning physical media is becoming more important to me as time goes on. I've been a consumer of physical media as far as books go for a really long time. I have a lot of hard copy books. I'm not really even like an e-reader type of person. I've never been. I tried, but it never stuck with me. I really like to hold a book in my hands and feel the weight of the book and be able to underline what hits me in the text and write in the margins of connections that I'm making as I'm reading. I think aside from that, what I've been able to do outside of hard copy reading is like audiobooks. I have been able to listen to a few books on streaming, but I'm always going to come back to a hard copy, whether it's paperback or actual hard copy. Like, that's what, you know, I love. So yeah, I've always been a consumer of physical media as far as books go, but I feel like, I'll speak for myself, but I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. I feel like I've been lulled into, before I had my awakening, quote unquote, I feel like I had been lulled into a sense of owning the music that I was listening to, even though I have no ownership over any music that I'm listening to on streaming services. I think because we pay a fee every month and have access to millions of songs, literally, more than we can even count. You know, and being able to do that whenever with no limitations makes us feel like there is no situation in which that would ever be unavailable or taken away. But it has come to the forefront of my mind more recently, and I saw a video on this a couple months ago, which also kind of reinforced it for me that, you know, we've become a culture less about ownership and more about access. And that's a little scary for me, you know, because the part of me that, you know, I'm better about, but is still there, you know, to a smaller degree of, you know, thinking worst case scenario and everything. I'm just like, what if one day we just didn't have access to Spotify and Apple Music and Tidal and all these streaming services anymore? What would I do? Like, would that just mean that that's it? There's no music? And honestly, I can't live with that even being a possibility. So I've been buying more physical music as of late, specifically vinyl, because I think vinyl is so cool. I'm so happy it's making a comeback. And I'm building my collection slowly. I have almost like 20 pieces of vinyl right now. And, you know, the type of music, primarily, you know, hip hop and R&B. You know, I'm trying to diversify, but honestly, I'm just going based off of, if the world ended tomorrow and I only had the music that I owned, what could I listen to forever and ever and ever? You know, what is that music that I love so much? And that's kind of how I base my decisions on what to buy and, you know, what I can do without. So, you know, as far as what I have so far, I have like, I bought Michael Jackson's Thriller. I've bought Outkast's Stankonia, albums that I think are classics for me. I have Kendrick Lamar's first album. I have Ari Lennox's Shea Butter Baby and Age, Sex, Location. I have Aaliyah's last album. I have Beyonce's Renaissance. I have The Internet's Ego Death. I have Chasing Summer by Sir. I love that album so much. I recently bought The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That's also a classic for me. You know, so just a few of what I've gotten so far, and I'm going to continue to build. It might not all be vinyl. You know, whatever's not on vinyl, if I can find it on CD, I will buy that too. But I just feel like the importance of ownership has kind of gotten lost, you know, as an average consumer. And I want to take that back. I want to, you know, prioritize that again. I want to own the art, you know, which all of these categories fall under. I want to own the art that I love. And I want to be able to consume it when I want, however I want, for however long I want, and not, you know, be beholden to a platform that I have really no say in, you know. And it has its benefits, obviously. There's a certain level of convenience and access that they offer us, but at the end of the day, we don't own them. We just use them. So, you know, that's been in the forefront of my mind too. And I am probably going to expand that to include television shows and movies. So I'm probably going to start buying DVDs of my favorite shows from childhood. And, you know, favorite shows of mine that maybe are no longer in production and are my favorites. I'm a Grey's Anatomy fan. One of the few people that still watch, I guess. Although the last few seasons haven't been that great, got to admit. But I did a rewatch of the first 10 seasons recently and was reminded why I loved that show so much. It can get really dramatic sometimes, like unnecessarily so, but I still love it. I still love it. So I'd probably buy that as a DVD pack. And then Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, love so much, grew up with that show. Moesha, Sister Sister, Family Matters, Girlfriends. So those are like shows that for me were like important in like coming of age, teenagehood, adolescence, early 20s, Sex in the City. Off the top of my head, any others? I'm sure there are other shows. Broad City, ooh, love that show. Abbott Elementary, I would probably buy as a DVD pack too, because I love Quinta and I love what she's doing on that show. The Good Fight, which was a spinoff from The Good Wife, I also really loved. It starred Christina Baranski and Audra McDonald and Delroy Lindo. That was also a really good show. It was a law show, which I do like law shows, depending on which one. I've never really been into like Law and Order and stuff, but I really loved The Good Wife. I really loved The Good Fight, which was the spinoff. I really liked The Lincoln Lawyer, which is on Netflix. So yeah, medical dramas like Grey's Anatomy. I really loved The Resident, although I think I can do without it. I don't think I'd buy a DVD set of that that series. But yeah, I'm trying to think what else. That might be it for now, honestly, as far as like what I would want to own. And then some movies. Can't really think of any off the top of my head now, but as far as television shows that I could probably watch over and over and not get tired and laugh at the same moments and, you know, perpetually be entertained. Those are just a few. And speaking of television, there are some shows that are on right now that I am really loving and wanting to share. First being Matlock on CBS, which streams on Paramount Plus. I heard of Matlock on, I think it was the last episode of The Read with Kid Fury and Crystal. Crystal was talking about it and Kid Fury said he was going to watch it. And I was like, oh, and I had just said like a couple days prior, I could really get into like a good law show right now. So they mentioned it on their podcast And I got into it and watched all of the first half of the first season last week. I was very pleasantly surprised to find out that the 8 episodes that they have aired are only part 1 of season 1. I thought it was like a limited series, but it was only like a mid-season finale, and they have returned for the rest of, you know, winter going into springs, which I'm very excited about. So it stars Kathy Bates, and she plays a lawyer who is in her 70s and came back to practice law because she was left with very little money by her dead husband who cheated on her, and her daughter who passed away and now has to take care of her 12-year-old grandchild. That's the story that she has told the law firm that she's working with, but the true story is that she is there to uncover the specific people in that law firm who worked with the pharmaceutical companies to keep opioids on the market longer than it should have, which helped to precipitate and exacerbate the opioid epidemic, which Kathy Bates' character, Madeline Matlock, her daughter, was a victim of. She struggled with drug abuse for a very long time. So that's her main motivation for being at that law firm. And, you know, she puts out the story that she is destitute and was left by her dead husband who cheated on her. But she's actually married and lives very well, has been married for almost 50 years, has a very loving husband. And it is true. She's taking care of her grandson, because her daughter did actually pass away. Though the law firm does not know really, you know, why that's the case. But yeah, this is why she's doing what she's doing. So it's very interesting to watch her play the role of what she has led people in the law firm to believe, and at the same time doing the work to uncover what she is really there for. So it's a really good show. It's a really good show. I really enjoy it, and I'm excited to get back into it. Another show that I'm into right now is Paradise with Sterling K. Brown. He is starring in the show and he's executive producing it. You don't have to tell me much to get me to watch a show with Sterling K. Brown in it. I love This Is Us. He's been in a lot of content since then. He was in American Fiction, which I really loved. And it is, the basic premise is that he's a lead Secret Service agent who's taking care of the president who has been murdered. And, you know, that's been done before, but there are added layers to this show that honestly, by the end of the first episode, my jaw was on the floor. I was like, I have so many questions. They released the first 3 episodes last Monday, and I think they're going to be releasing them every Monday until the season is over. I hope it, you know, is still good through to the end. And I hope that they renew it for season 2 and beyond. I think it has a lot of potential. So I'm really enjoying that. And I'm also enjoying this show on HBO Max called Pitt. You know, I mentioned that I really do enjoy medical dramas. I'm a fan of Grey's Anatomy. I'm a fan of The Resident. I'm not a fan of New Amsterdam. I have given that show a try twice. The second time I was like, why didn't I really get into this show? You know, I love medical dramas. And I remember that it's the dialogue. It's the dialogue with the characters that I just can't get past. It's just too cheesy for me. I did really like the medical content on that show as far as like the cases that they would, you know, focus on. But I was like, this dialogue is killing me, man. It's not for me. I'm not the target audience. So that didn't really work out, but loved Grays, love The Resident, and I love Pitt on HBO Max. I think it's the most realistic portrayal of what goes on in a hospital ER, especially if, you know, it's a hospital that struggles, you know, with underfunding and overcrowding and what could potentially happen. I think the acting is really great, and it seems to be pretty popular as well. It looks like it's like the top show on the streaming service right now, and it's released every Thursday. So I'm really into that show too. I'm also into Harlem. That's back for season 3. And they really jumped into the bullshit from like the first episode. So there's a lot going on, If you're watching it, you know what I'm talking about. Already there's so much happening. And I'm like, how is this story going to unfold through this season? I'm curious to know. So those are the shows I'm into right now. I'm into Matlock on CBS. I'm into Paradise on Hulu. I'm into Pitt on Max. And I'm into Harlem on Amazon Prime. I wish all those shows were on one streaming service, but you know how they do. I tend to kind of jump from one streaming service to another. I'm not subscribed to all of them all the time, but I am subscribed to more right now because I'm enjoying what I'm watching. So yeah, if you're looking for anything new to watch, I would definitely recommend those shows. I'm really enjoying them right now. And yeah, that's it. That's where I'm going to end this episode. This was part one of the recording that was and then never was again. Yeah, and I have to go back to work. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, I really appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode or have other episodes that have positively impacted you, please rate and please review. I'm trying to get my 5-star rating on Spotify to double digits this year. So if you're listening on that platform, hit me with 5 stars. If you know you love it, you know, why wait? And yeah, please reach out to me if you want to, you know, share anything with me, if you have any questions, if you want my 2 cents on anything going on in your life that you don't mind me sharing on the podcast, please share, please recommend. As always, I appreciate you guys. We will do part 2 on December. Excuse me. We will do part 2, as I previously mentioned, on February 15th. Thank you guys again, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.